Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sidney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
So we've been talking about the peace with people, peace with God. Today we're talking about peace with yourself, understanding peace with yourself. And this is a big one because I'll tell you one of the reasons why I like to talk about it and I want to share it. I've always struggled with being good enough. I don't feel like I'm good enough. It's not because I'm self-condemning. I just, even from when I was a kid, I just didn't feel like I was enough to be a good baseball player. And I even pitched a no-hitter when I was in sixth grade. And the coach had to take us to get him. He said, the first one who pitches no-hitter, I'm taking the whole team to go get hamburgers at Flint's restaurant in Huber Heights. And so I pitched a no-hitter, and everybody told him, they gave him his words back. Yeah, you said you were going to take us to get hamburgers and french fries. Are we going? Well, now we got to wait till next week when I get paid. So he ended up taking us all. But I'm just trying to show you, I still didn't feel like I was enough. Does that make sense? I didn't feel like I was good enough or enough. And that's something we all wrestle with at times. And it creates a war inside your head, and it takes your peace. It will keep you from having peace. But when we understand this, it really helps you change things. Because when you understand it, it really opens up. Now, I've just seen some things this week. And God has shown me some things that I know He's speaking to me personally. I had a funeral here. This was the guy that, when I went to visit him, he was in hospice, and I spoke the word of God. I said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. And as I spoke that, he hadn't moved for days. As I spoke that, he had oxygen in his, and he hadn't moved. His daughter said he hadn't moved. When I spoke that, he rose up and held on to me and his daughter, and shook us, and was shaking us. And I just kept the Bible coming out of me, the Word of God coming out of me. And as long as I had to go, he was shaking us. It's like, that put the fear of God in me. God wasn't just speaking to his daughter, he was speaking to me, showing me something. You hear what I'm saying? God will speak to you, and he's trying to speak to you today. He's trying to show you something. And so I did his funeral this past Thursday. Well, when I came here, wasn't anybody here. I was here early, and they wanted to keep it low-key, and he wanted it in the church because he had an experience here in the church of being saved. He told all of his family about Russell Road Church. They said every time we'd get together, he would tell us what you preached about. Grandkids, daughter and son, and I said, and I'm not, I know it's not me. I'm trying to show you, it's the Bible, it's the Word of God working. And so I'm come here, and I'm the only one here. So there's 70 people coming. I'm thinking, okay. I started getting fired up. I started getting excited. I was excited to get things ready. I got it all fixed up here and made sure everything was in place. And I was feeling energy. Are you listening to me? When you when you are walking in God's will and you're doing what you know that you're, there is something released in your brain. It's called dopamine. And it's legal. Yeah. I'm here to tell you. That's why you don't need something. I need a little blunt or a little joint to, or a little drink or a little something to take the edge off. No. You need to learn to start serving people. And letting that, really, because that's what you're created for. You see, and I noticed, you know, I'm just trying to be aware because I've been talking about living out of the Holy Spirit. So I'm getting excited about this funeral. How many people get excited about a funeral? But you know what I mean? It's like, I'm excited. So I get up and I start teaching and preaching the word over these people. I let them all talk. And next thing I knew at the end, his grandson and wife come up to the altar. And he's holding me and hugging me. And then he starts boo-hooing and telling me, Grandpa always told me, I saw the change in his life. He was putting seeds in his grandson. And he was an entrepreneur. I mean, this guy, you know, you would look at him, you'd think he had it all together. No. He was an entrepreneur, smart guy. And he's talking to me, and he wanted to be saved. And so I went over things with him. And man, he was listening to me like, you hear what I'm saying? What I'm trying to show you, God is speaking to me. Donita showed up, more dopamine come up in. You see, I'm getting excited, see? And so now here I am, and these people don't want to leave. They didn't want to leave. Are you listen? They knew something was happening here. We didn't even have any music. I mean, it was flat. No music, nothing. Just the Bible. The word of God. Are you listening to me? So now look, they don't want to leave. So here she comes. And here I told this. You know, I told you I thought I wasn't good enough. That's the way I've always thought. I never feel like I'm a good enough husband. I never feel like I'm enough. Enough of a father. I want to be the best I can be. So I'm always feeling like I'm falling short in something. Are you with me? It's not self-condemnation. It's not that. Because I know I'm saved. I know I'm justified. I know that. I'm solid. But I still wrestle with that at times. And that's why I study so much. I want to make sure I want to be the, I don't know if I'm a good enough pastor. How can I, but I don't have to be good enough. God has revealed it to me. And he's still showing me. Are you hearing me? So he's showing me things in my life. He's showing me how it's working. And so I was at last week, and I was at my house by myself, waiting on her to come home. But I thought, well, I knew I had a brake light out on my Honda. Well, I thought, I'm going to be the best husband, you know? So I got out. I got all these tools out. I got kinds of tools, and I tried to get that taillight off so I could put the new bulbs in. Because somebody followed me up to the gas station the other day, said, sir, you have a light out. I said, thank you for telling me that. That's better than having the police pull you over, you know what I mean? So thank you for telling me that. So, you know, I went right away and bought them. And so I'm not the best mechanic. So I'm trying for 2 hours trying to get these nuts and bolts out of this thing. I can't get it off. I'm telling you the truth. Trying to be the best husband. I'm sitting there going in my mind, how can I, Lord, why can't I be better with tools? You know, I'm just asking him. And he's just leaving me alone, and I'm trying to walking around. Then I come to the church and get more tools. I know there's tools here. I called Steve. He's on vacation. Steve, where's this tool? And I'm trying to find these tools. I said, I'm trying to get this thing off. I thought maybe he'd give me a little extra something, but he had nothing for me either. So then I go back home, and now I'm I got it all, tools everywhere, and she pulls in the driveway. Because I wanted her to pull in, it'd be all fixed, and oh, check the back lights, you know. When she pulls in, she goes, what are you doing? You know, I got all this part. I said, I can't get that thing off. She goes, well, let me look at it. I said, okay. So she gets her little flashlight. She got a flashlight on her keychain. So she, because the bolt I was trying to get off, I'm telling you, it was countersunk. You know what I mean? It was back in, you know, back in there. And it was black. And to look at it with your naked eye, I didn't see a little star in there. I didn't see the star. But she got it. She goes, oh, okay. So she goes to my toolbox. My toolbox with all the tools, and there's all that. Oh, and she gets it. She goes, you just wait a minute. I said, if you get that off, I'll eat it. She goes, what? Say that again. I said, if you get that off, I'll eat it. She starts twisting it. She holds it up and keeps her head down. I'm at the other end of the garage because I just know she's not going to get it. She goes, now, do you want to put that in the air fryer or the oven? How do you want that prepared? I said, what? I said, you got that out? She had it out. I am telling you the truth. I am telling you the truth. Am I telling you the truth? Oh, yeah. So now look. Do what? Oh. I'm not going to repeat all that. But now think about this. So now, so here it is. Mr. Husband, you know, wanting to be the best. So it's fixed. I, in my mind, I'm thinking, come on, Fred, how come you couldn't? Why didn't you get the light out and look at it? You know, so we get back in the kitchen, and she puts her arms around me. I said, man, I wish I could do things better at fixing things. She says, but you do so many other things. Dopamine. I mean, happy. I mean, you know, she's got me arms around me, and I'm thinking, she says, you do so many other things. I'm thinking, you know what I said? I said, yeah. I said, I iron your clothes, so now I can iron me some clothes. Now, I come here, that thing is sharp. Are you with me? Well, what's wrong with that picture? No, it ain't like that either. But now look, when I was a kid, I'd go to school and my clothes would be all wrinkled and people made fun of me because my mom wasn't there. And so I had to iron them myself, you know, and I can put a crease in some britches now and I can iron. So says, you iron, you do all this. You know, she starts coming up with all these things I do. Dopamine, you know, I'm feeling good. And, you know, up in the kitchen, you know, that's a good place for that all to happen. So now think about this. God's showing me about me and really revealing things because I'm living out of this kingdom. My peace was, I still had my peace. So now look at this. So now here we went to a football game when the who's the football player that's the quarterback for Bell Fountain? Yeah, he's going to Ohio State. Yeah. He's like the number one draft choice recruit. Some of that language I don't really know how. And so don't, if I say it wrong, don't say, well, I'm not going to listen to him. Recruit, draft choice, whatever. He's like the number one. I mean, this guy can throw this football. So we're there, and this place is packed. It's packed. So now, here we are in this at the football game, packed. So mid, you know, halftime or something, everybody's there, and Donita and I, everybody knows Donita. Hey, Donita. Because she was the homecoming queen, the prom queen, and the whatever queen they had, she was it. I thought, man, everybody knows her. All these teachers hollering and things. And so we're walking. And then this one older couple was in the crowd. It was packed. They said, Donita. And these were people she knew from when she was a little kid. And so they're talking, and then they start talking to me. And then I started talking. Well, when I started talking, this guy pipes up. He says, "Hey, I listen to you every Sunday." I said, "You do?" He says, "Yeah, and I look forward to it." I said, "Really?" I said, "Man, that's encouraging." I said, "You keep it up, big boy." And you know, he says, "Well, I really do. I listen to you every Sunday." Out of all them people, I mean, people, packed, one person says that to me. I start walking back. I find out this guy was blind. Huh? He heard my voice on the radio, because our services are on the radio. See, God's talking to me now. Are you listening to me? He's showing me that it's not me, it's him. Are you with me? And I don't have to be anything more. I just need to keep doing what he's asking me. Are you catching this? In the middle of that crowd, I could not believe it. And you know what? I still have dreams about this guy raising up in his bed. It's the fear of God. We need the fear of God in our life. I'm telling you, the fear of God leads to life, and he who has it will abide in satisfaction. Proverbs 19:21. I'm telling you, it's important that we understand these things. Now today we're talking about peace. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. For he who serves Christ in these things is acceptable to God and approved by men. Therefore, let us pursue the things which make for what? Peace. And the things by which one may edify one another. So the idea is, we've been talking about peace and living out of this kingdom. If you're born again, the kingdom's in you. Jesus said the kingdom is not over here or over there. It's in you. You have to be born again to live out of this kingdom. That's thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We can live under the kingdom and in his kingdom. Jesus said in Matthew 18:36, my kingdom is not of this world. My kingdom is not of this world. So we need to understand his kingdom. And his kingdom is righteousness, that's right relationship with God, peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. And we want to live out of that. So we've been talking about living out of the Holy Spirit that's in us, the kingdom. So, talking about peace. So let's go to Isaiah 26:3. When we have peace with ourselves, it empowers us in our relationship with God and also to have peace with others. You see that? When you have that peace with yourself, you don't like confusion. And the Holy Spirit will help you identify it quickly, why you don't have it. You need to go talk to this person, and he'll help you with that. You need to forgive him, or you just need to talk to him maybe. Now think about this. Now look what he says in Isaiah. He says, you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you. You is God. Did you catch that? You is God. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind, whose what? Mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Because he trusts in you. You see that? So if we're going to have peace, personal peace, this is the way it works. We're going to have to get our minds stayed on God. That's the way it is. So now think about this. This word perfect, you will keep. The word keep means guard, shield, and protect in Hebrew and Greek. Guard, shield, and protect. So he says, I'm going to guard, shield, and protect him who is perfect. Does he mean perfect and you never make mistakes and you never? No. He's not talking about that. He's talking about maturing. See this? But he's also talking about shalom. The word perfect is the word shalom. Did you catch that? Shalom. What's the word shalom mean? It means peace, but it also means nothing missing, nothing broken. This is what Jewish people would proclaim over their family, over people at the market square, wherever they went. They would say, shalom. They were making a declaration over people. Shalom, you know what it means? Nothing missing, nothing broken. So they were declaring over people, what was missing in your life will no longer be missing. What was broken in your life will no longer be broken. Did you catch that? When the God of peace is over you, he's going to heal you. Am I making sense? Are you getting this? Now watch. You will keep him in perfect peace. Remember we talked about the benediction, the word benediction. Ben, B-E-N-E, means good. Diction means words. Hebrew, good words. So you don't have the benediction just at the end of the service or the end of some type of a wedding or, are you with me? You have the benediction. You start that out in the morning. You speak good words over your spouse, over your children. Start it out. Are you catching this? That's the way you start your day. And that's the way peace does. Now watch. Shalom. This word peace means same thing. Shalom, shalom. He's giving you a double whammy there. Are you catching this? And then he says, whose mind is stayed on you. The word stayed is the word frame. So in other words, we're to frame our minds. You can frame your relationships when your mind is stayed on thee. You can frame your finances, how you want them to be. You can frame the people in your life, how your relationships with them, how you want them to be, how you think, the way you think. Am I making sense? Your life is a reflection of what you've been thinking about. Well, now, where do you get that, Pastor Fred? Give me Proverbs 23:7. Talking about peace. But if you don't get this mind going in the right direction, you won't have peace. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Get a hold of this. You're not what you think you are. You are what you think. You're not what you think you are. You are what you think. I'm giving you grammatically what that's saying. What you think about, the most dominating thoughts you have, that's the direction of your life. What you're thinking about. You paying attention? And that's what happens. That's why he says, keep your mind on him. Always. You're going to catch this. You're going to get something today. Get a hold of this. As he thinks in his heart, so is he. So what you think about is important. You need to really be on top of what you're thinking about. And the only way you can do that is with Jesus. Jesus said in John 6:33, he said, in this world, you're going to have tribulation. He says, these words I've spoken to you, that in me, you're going to have peace. In this world, you're going to have tribulation, trouble. But be of good cheer, for I've overcome the world. So in other words, Jesus was saying, my peace doesn't come from this world. My peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. His peace isn't. See, the world's peace is the absence of noise and confusion and whatever. You see that? God's peace is a person, the presence of a person. When the Lord is present in your life, you're going to have peace. And when you're aware of that presence, you remain in peace. Doesn't matter what's going on out here. Doesn't matter what they're doing on Fox News or CNN or any of that. What matters is, where's your mind? When your mind is on Him, you're going to have peace. His presence. In His presence, He will show you the path of life. In His presence, His peace, He will show you the path of life. Now, we want to really capture, let me tell you something. Your mind, your brain connects with your mind. Your mind is not your brain, but your brain connects with your mind. And your mind controls your brain. You listening to me? Your mind is a spiritual part of you. Your brain cannot function, but it still picks up information. Your mind. Your soul. Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. Three parts. So now watch. So as he thinks in his heart, so is he. The heart encompasses all. Mind, will, emotions. Body, soul, spirit. Now watch. Think about this. Your brain will always resort to the deficit, the negative, if you don't tell it otherwise. You have to be the one to say, nope, I'm not going to think about that. Because you're responsible for your thoughts. You have to tell your brain, nope, I'm not going to think about that. You hear me? See, that's called neural path. There's a neural path in your brain that your thoughts carve out in your brain. When you're addicted to a drug, it carves out a path in your brain telling you, you need this, you need that. When you're, God says He knew you before you were in your mother's womb. Get a hold of this. And when we begin to understand this, and you start to renew your mind, you can tap into something that helps you. That's why it says in Proverbs 25:12, anxiety in the heart of man causes depression, but a good word makes the heart glad. You don't need something else in your body. Why is it so important to think? Because see, if you think negative, you're always going to go that path.
You have been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service time is Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul, taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.